prayer. Jesus didn't come for only the saved. If Abraham could talk to God like a voice to plead for a loved one. If God sent Jonah to Nineveh, my beloved, I'll ask you, what's the measure of your judgment?
Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Am I thirsty? Am I thirsty? Can they see the power in your holy verses? And seek refuge in the true churches. Lord of mercy, Lord of mercy. Am I thirsty? Am I thirsty? Make me a conduit to true Pompey. And no Pharisee I try to stop with. Yeah. If his mercy can forgive me, Nineveh as well as children of the same God, of the same God. If his mercy can forgive me, Nineveh as well as children of the same God, of the same God. If his mercy can forgive me, Nineveh as well as children of the same God, of the same God. If his mercy can forgive me, Nineveh as well as children of the same God, of the same God.
Here at RCV, we're all about sharing Jesus boldly. Catch us on 106.1 FM Lusaka, 98.9 FM Livingston and Dola, Solwezi 106.5 FM, Kapirimposhi 101.1 FM, and Chipata 98.1 FM, Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
From Zion, it's the sound of a lion. All of my anxiety.
What's up? Nineveh by Pompey featuring Tim. We can be forgiven as children of God. We are children of the same God. Okay, so I love what Pompey and Tim say here. In a nutshell, you know the story of Jonah. So what can I say? The people from Nineveh would be the people would consider as typical non-believers. What do I mean by typical non-believers? Well, they gave themselves to perhaps debauchery. They did not recognize the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Okay, they did not surrender themselves to the Sovereign Lord. Okay, so now imagine God tells Jonah. He sends him to Nineveh. Go and preach kujanapapata. Of course. I'm just being dramatic. But he instructs Jonah to go and give a warning that if the people of Nineveh did not repent, of course God would do so and so and so and so. So now the thing is, Jonah didn't want to. Okay? Because in his mind, he's thinking, do these people need a second chance after all they've done? Look at all their wickedness. But you see, that's not ours to decide. That's not our decision to make. That's God's. And whilst I'm saying that we still have to go, we have to obey the Lord's instruction, go and witness to the people who might be thinking they're too far gone to be redeemed, those are the people that actually need to be redeemed. And it takes a lot of humility, even from us who are already a part of this family of God, to go and preach, because we somehow that is a level of self-righteousness. Can you believe that? But perhaps many of us are guilty of that. We're instructed to start a faith conversation with somebody who is actually in need of the gospel, but we're thinking these are too far gone. Will they even believe in our God? After all, they've already cursed him and everything. But that is the person that actually needs God so much more than ever. So really, may let us keep on surrendering ourselves as amavesos. Amavesos. So, well, we are 3 minutes past the half mark of 14 hours. Let's talk about the RSCVMA's Pangono Pangono. You don't know that on the 6th of December, we will be celebrating Christian Excellence yet again on the second edition of the RSCV Music Awards. Hashtag set apart, marked for purpose. Now, the tickets are back to, you know, a different price. We know we were talking about the early bird special, but that ended on the 20th of October. So that was basically last week. So tickets are now available at 350 kwacha for the standard, VIP at 500 kwacha, and VVIP at 1,500 kwacha. And you can purchase them exclusively via Click and Pay. But how you get to Click and Pay is you click on the RSCVMA's tab on rscv.co.zn. That's our website. And then, of course, you'll be able to click on Buy a Ticket, and you follow the prompts. They're pretty easy to follow now. And the thing is, you'll get that electronic ticket when the purchase has successfully been made. Should you need any more assistance, you can always call a number which I'll give you very, very soon so that you get more information. If you need assistance on buying the ticket, you know, I mean, you could also send a text message to this very number. That's our studio line, 0956200490. But aside from that, really, it's you do realize that we've got a month and a few weeks to the RSCVMAs. I'm excited for this, and so should you. I love the lineup of performances that we should really get to look forward to. I mean, the likes of Tasha Nyambe, whereby. Looking forward to that. Oh, that songbird. I think I will not say even more than that, but I'm just super excited because she will be ministering at the RSCVMAs. We've got the likes of Olivia. We've got the likes of, can you imagine? Rachel is also going to be Imwe. Ish, what a wonderful songbird. I grew up listening to Rachel. Yeah, and I'm just excited to see her take stage that day. And so many people, I could go on and go on talking about them. So this is just me saying you have every reason to look forward to the 6th of December. So I'm excited, and so should you. We continue with our music. We are talking, or before we talk, we get back into our music. Our topic today is reconciled yet restless. I will say that again, reconciled yet restless. And here's a question I'm going to ask you. Why is it that we as Christians still struggle with the guilt of sin even after being forgiven? Why do we suffer, or rather struggle with guilt even after being forgiven? And who are we forgiven by? By God. And that's why maybe the people who we offended or sinned against have also forgiven us. But why do we still struggle with that guilt of our past mistakes, of our sin? So let's talk about it. Send me a text message on 0956200490. I want to hear from you. This is Share Jesus Boldly. Let's get into, I love this song very, very much. Here is People by Jonathan McReynolds, and we get into some Jokes on Us by Emily Hagola featuring Legend Sun.
Seeking deliverance.